O Reformer of hearts and minds, Director of day and night, Transformer of conditions, change ours to the best in accordance with your will.
اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه.
Blessings of God upon the Prophet of Islam and his progeny.
والدليل بعينه حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. اللهم أعطه في نفسه وذريته وشيعته ورعيته وخاصته وعامته وعدوه وجميع أهل الدنيا ما تغر به عينه وتسر به نفسه.
I would like to congratulate you on the occasion of Nowruz and the start of the new year. I would like to congratulate all my fellow countrymen across the country and all Iranians living in different parts of the world. And also, I wish to congratulate all nations who celebrate Nowruz. And I particularly congratulate the families, the martyrs, all those who are active in different fields. I wish and pray to God that God Almighty would grant us and grant the Iranian nation prosperity, happiness, and happiness. And also, I pray to God to nullify the efforts made by the ill-wishers. A year has passed, the year 1390 Iranian calendar year has witnessed many events worldwide and also in the region and our country. Generally speaking, these events have been to the benefit of the Iranian nation and its objectives. Now, speaking of the ill-wishers in Western countries have faced many difficulties and problems. At the regional level, the nations that have always received the support of the Islamic Republic of Iran, they have managed to attain major goals, and many dictators have been ousted, and also constitutions based on Islam have been approved in some countries. The arch enemy of Iran and the Islamic Ummah that is the Zionist regime, has come under a siege. And in fact, the year 1390 has been the year of the emergence of the power and the strength of the Iranian nation. Politically speaking, the Iranian nation in this year participated in the 22nd of Bahman rallies and also the 12th of Isfand elections. The Iranian nation put on display its massive turnout and participation, and this turned into an indicator for our nation's power and strength, and that has been a unique move. Despite all these enmities and propaganda ballyhoo and hostile approaches towards the Iranian nation, the Iranian nation during last year managed to put on display its massive participation and its enthusiasm and readiness in different scientific, social, political, and economic domains.
به حمد الله سالی بود که با همه سختی ها
The year 1390 was a year that despite its certain hardships it brought about major achievements and as it has been earlier mentioned In fact, it was a condition of Badr and Khaybar. That means facing the challenges and difficulties and overcoming them. As it was announced early last year, the year 1390 was the named as the year of economic jihad. Now, the vigilant persons knew that this name for the year 1390 was a necessary measure, but later the efforts made by the enemies proved this very fact. Our enemies, since early the days of the previous year, started their hostile actions against the Iranian nation in the economic field. And the Iranian nation, officials, people from different walks of life and different government organs adopted prudent arrangements and in fact they managed to overcome these challenges and in fact this managed to in fact undermine the sanctions imposed by the enemies. The year 1390 was a year of major scientific activities and hopefully, during my speech, I will touch upon some of the economic and scientific efforts and achievements made. The year 1390 was a year filled with challenges and at the same time filled with enthusiasm and eagerness. And it was a year when the Iranian nation, with the grace of God, managed to overcome the challenges. We have entered the new year and by relying on God Almighty, the Iranian nation, through its hard work and activities and vigilance, hopefully it's going to make major achievements and make major progress. And based on incoming reports and consultation with informed persons, we realize we are going to enter the new arena, that is the arena of an economic jihad. And in fact, this can be considered as a challenge, and I can refer to hard work in the field of economy. It's a necessity for the Iranian nation. I'm going to divide the issues related to economic jihad. An important part of economic issues is related to domestic production. If we, with the grace of God and also the firm resolve of the nation and hard work by the officials, if we manage to boost our domestic production and make progress in this field, in this way we'll be able to foil a major part of the efforts made by the enemies. So a major part of economic jihad is related to the national production, and if the Iranian nation, through its firm resolve and hard work and vigilance, and with the help of the officials through proper planning, if it manages to overcome domestic production, the Iranian nation will definitely overcome the challenges created by the foes. It's going to definitely overcome those challenges. Therefore, the issue of national products and production is a major issue. If we manage to contribute to the prosperity of national production, that will overcome the problem of inflation, unemployment, and also that will contribute to the stability of a genuine economy. In this way, the enemy, by witnessing such a situation, will be disappointed. When the enemy becomes disappointed, in this way, the enemy's deceptions and conspiracies will come to an end. Therefore, all the officials of the country and all those involved in the economic domain and the Iranian nation, I would like to invite them all, call upon them all to consider this year and designate this year as the prosperity of national production. The motto is national production and supporting Iranian work and investment. This is the motto of this year. We should support an Iranian worker, and we should support the capital of an Iranian investor. And this will become feasible through supporting and strengthening national products and production. The government's share is to support domestic industrial and agricultural products, and the share of the investors and workers and laborers is to strengthen the cycle of production, and the share of the people, which in my view is the most important one, is to consume domestic products. We should make this our culture and consider this as an obligation to actually make use of domestic products. When a good or commodity is domestically produced, we should use the domestic ones, and we should avoid using the commodities that have been produced overseas. So this is a major point. So with such a tendency and approach, hopefully the Iranian nation in the year 1391, hopefully the nation will overcome the conspiracies of the enemies in the economic field. We pray to God to help the Iranian nation. And I also pray to God and commemorate the late Imam Khomeini, and I commemorate the souls of the martyrs. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.